Everyone, welcome to your podcast. Of course, I want to join my co-host, Mr. Mike Dell. Good morning, Mike. How are you doing?
Good morning. Doing pretty good here.
Well, I was just mentioning to you when I woke up this morning, I thought it was Saturday instead of Thursday. So, almost was late for the show. But hey, everyone, welcome to your podcast. And we've got some serious topics today. And I hope that all of you that are listening will already shake your head up and down yes when we talk about these topics. But I think it's important to go over because, Mike, have you ever pounded your head against a concrete wall?
Not on purpose, but it happens from time to time, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, I had a few of those moments this week, but we'll talk about that here in a few minutes. But first and foremost, we had a big announcement. We made our first acquisition. So Blueberry and Raw Voice, of course, Raw Voice is the parent company of Blueberry, which is basically, if you do an ad deal with us, that's where you get your checks or that's where you pay your bill for your podcast hosting. But we've acquired, and it was really more of a kind of a takeover of castfeedvalidator.com and the TSG podcasting plugin, which was literally banned about 3 years ago. But we picked that up a couple of weeks ago, and we've been, you know, there's a few tweaks we're still making to the website, but it's now on our infrastructure. And what had kind of happened was that the owner of CastFeed Validator did a great job, you know, of being a steward of that site, but there had been a few instances of the site going offline, which prompted me to seek out the owner and see if he was interested in selling. Fortunately, he was. And so now it's a property, but we're not going to make any changes to it. So,
yeah, nothing big. We'll keep it running and keep it doing what it does. You know, it's just one of those things that you know goes along with our philosophy of building some good tools, and that was a pretty good tool, and it's good to have it in our toolbox.
Yeah, it's kind of like the subscribe on Android and subscribe on email.com websites. Those are both really brand agnostic, and then we just really built them to make them a better, you know, podcasters have some more opportunities to get subscribers. In this instance, it's basically everyone has to check their feed from time to time. Even some of the players out there that say their feeds are always perfect, they're doing feed diagnosis as much as we are, and luckily we don't have that many. But the folks overall do use the site, you know, to check feeds, make sure they're good, or yeah, look where a problem may be.
It's always good to check your feed from time to time. You know, sometimes things change, or you know, something, you know, you paste in something wrong in a post, and it it can cause the feed to go invalid, and it's just nice to know that everything's working as it should.
Yeah, that pasting is where people get in trouble, especially out of certain documents. If you know, that's just a good tip, though. If you're going to be pasting from a Word doc or from a Google doc or something like that, you cut and paste into a text editor, then you cut and paste from the text editor into your WordPress editor, and usually all that formatting that the Word document or the Google Doc puts in will kind of be cleaned up, which will basically cause your feed to be a lot cleaner. But anyway, that's a whole nother topic for another show. I do want to spend some time, though, today, Mike, on your podcast, really talking about the value of, it's kind of a cliche here, your podcast brand. And it's a bigger topic overall, and it's something I keep seeing pop up all the time. And we've talked about it on this show for a long time. And I had, you know, I've got, you know, we really believe that a podcaster's brand is the forefront of their show. You know, it's basically the For example, and I guess the analogy I used in the article that I wrote and put up on podcasternews.com is, if you think about Starbucks, you know, in Starbucks, you know, there's probably not a person alive that hasn't walked into a Starbucks. I personally don't drink too much coffee, so I don't go in there very often. But if you think about Starbucks, and let's think about a podcast that pretty much everyone knows, the Lore podcast, if you compare those two, it would seem kind of odd if your first introduction to Starbucks would have been Starbucks, their podcast provider.com, or lorepodcast.theirpodcastprovider.com. Do you think, Mike, would you have known that Starbucks was Starbucks if your first introduction to Starbucks would have had some other company's name after or in the middle of their name?
No, and that's the thing. You know, it's you know, Starbucks.com is Starbucks brand. And the Lore podcast, it's got its own domain name, and that's their brand. And
so,
you know, why would you want to have, you know, some other brand's address in your address, you know, for the main show, for, you know, where would I find the Lore podcast? I would type in the lorepodcast.com generally.
And to be fair, so, you know, I understand, most people are like, I just want a podcast. And there, well, not most, but a certain segment of podcasters just want a podcast and create their content and have it on iTunes and do their thing and talk about their passion. And, you know, we love that as well. And it's understandable. But I think if you think as a listener versus a podcaster, you may start to think about this in a little different light. Now, we offer a yourshow.blueberry.net option when you get a free WordPress site with us. That is an option that you can employ. Most of our customers do have their own domain when they come to us, but there's a certain segment of folks that start their shows on their domain.blueberry.net. And is this something that it falls into this discussion? Absolutely. We want to make sure that when we built PowerPress sites and brought that onto the marketplace, we wanted to be able to give folks the ability to easily, and I call it graduating, because when you're excited and you're new about your show, you just want to get started, you want to get going, and then maybe within 30, 60, 90, 120 days, you're starting to think about this brand, and maybe you've listened to this show and thinking, okay, I should brand my show completely under my domain. And our goal, our hope is that podcasters will upgrade. And we see that happen every day. We see people upgrading. They've kind of got their show dialed in. And we understand that's part of the process for folks that are brand new, that have really never thought too much about building a brand, building an empire around you and a .com. So where this typically pops up, and sometimes it pops up later than others, is podcasters often realize their shows are not growing and that they have to find a way to break out. And again, part of that process, I believe, is the branding of their show. So Mike, you and I, being around podcasting space for many, many years, you know, we would probably not even consider launching a show without its own domain. Matter of fact, you just launched a new show, right?
Oh yeah, I just launched a show, and you know, I definitely got the domain for it, and that you know, I wouldn't think of starting a show with a you know, blueberry.net address in it. You know, even though I work for Blueberry, I drink the Kool-Aid. You know, Blueberry's great, but you know, I want it to be my own domain. I don't want it to be, you know, at least the main landing page of the site, you know, it has to be the brand of the podcast, or at least in my world. But it's great, you know, that we do offer those free sites with the blueberry.net address, and that they're really easily upgradable to your own domain. Or, you know, you can even migrate off to, you know, some other WordPress hosting company, whatever.
Right.
You know, we just want to make a tool that people can get started the right way. You know, get used to WordPress, because we fully believe that WordPress is the way to do it. And then, you know, graduate to the next level, whatever that level will be.
And I think, too, it's in part of this can be achieved, and I'm not saying this is exactly the way you should do it, but you can buy a domain and point it at that yourshow.yourpodcastprovider.com. You could do that as well when you're starting to basically get the people in your show used to putting that domain in to come to your site to, you know, find a new content, blog post, and so forth. So this kind of migrates into a conversation that I had earlier this week, where I was having that pound your head against the concrete moment. And it started off with a podcaster, and I listened to the guy's podcast. It's a really good podcast. And he said, I'm not getting any traction at all. And well, first of all, I hadn't listened first. And so I asked him, where's your podcast app? And he says, well, he said, I host here, but my podcast is listed on this network over here. And I said, well, how do I get to it? You know, how do I get to your show? And he had a hard time describing it, because it was some subdirectory location on some network. And I said, you don't have a place to send people for your show that's easy. So, oh, we do social media and Facebook. We link that all up. I'm like, but in your... So what it really boiled down to was, again, someone that I felt got the cart before the horse and had done an amazing job with the show content. The show was really good. I subscribed, but I was just dumbstruck that then when I said, well, maybe you should consider building your brand. It's cool to be part of a network, but usually the succession of steps is a little, in my mind, I'm thinking, why did he do that? And he was actually hunting for a new network to be with. He wasn't, I explained to him, I said, well, if you buy a domain for your podcast, you can have your dedicated site, doesn't matter who you host with. And, I'm saying this as a hosting provider, right? I'm trying to give this this gentleman some advice. And he's like, well, I don't understand any of that. I don't want to do it. It's not worth my time, and completely dismissing everything that I was trying to say to him, even though he was complaining about not having enough listeners.
Right. Well, I always look at it this way. You know, if you're out on the street, you know, you meet somebody and you think they might be interested in your podcast, it's a whole lot nicer to say, well, yeah, just go to blah, 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 .com, rather than, well, go to this network, and then you got to search under shows, and then I'm the third page down, and then you click here, and then, just go here, press the right button, you're subscribed, you can listen to my show. And that's what I like. I like the elevator pitch aspect of it. You know, I don't have to say, my show.blueberry.net, and then, click here, click there. I just say, hey, go to blah, 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 .com, and there's my show.
So in it really was a fundamental thing here that this, and I really believe that maybe he went to some course or something, was told that maybe he should join a network. And he's like, I want to go over and join Midroll, or I want to go and join Gimlet. And I'm like, I didn't want to discourage him, but also the first thing that Gimlet and Midroll are going to do is they're going to be like, what's your show numbers look like? Where's your website? And they'll probably ask some of the same exact questions. So the point I'm trying to make here is that while we understand people are excited when they're getting ready to start their show, And let's say they have their show.blueberry.net, which, you know, that's, we've got it there so you can get up and get running and get going fast. Maybe you're thinking about, you know, is this going to really work? Am I going to be able to stay dedicated? Is there going to be enough content? All those things that you go through as a brand new podcaster and getting off the ground and starting to get your initial audience and all that, that you consider graduating your show into its own domain. Now, we obviously charge to make you go to the next level on our product offering services. And really, that's just because you get, we basically, at this point, at least in my mindset on how we looked at the progression of a lot of podcasters, is that, okay, the podcaster's gotten their feet wet. They've gotten some episodes down. They're going to want more, you know, more functions within the web, because the free website is basically very basic. You know, we get you enough to get you off the ground. Don't want to throw too much stuff in there to confuse new people. We want to make it easy, single template, all that. And then when you want your own domain, you get a larger bevy of the most popular plugins and more themes and really a more functional website, a fully functional website. And I shouldn't even say that. That's not even the right way to say that. Some marketing guy would hit me in the mouth here. It would be more options, essentially, in that upgrade. But it's something that I use. You know, that's the key here. It's something that, as I, as a 13 going on 14-year podcaster, use and already gotten through all these baby steps and have gotten to the point where I'm ready to graduate and having my own domain. Now, there's folks that have shows on SoundCloud and that's their only point of presence. So when they complain about trying to break out, I'm like, that's, you know, it's like hit your head against the wall twice. So
yeah, how do you find a particular show over at SoundCloud? You know, it's not easy. There, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on over there.
Yeah. So again, we want you to build your brand, and you're going to hear, you know, this is a reoccurring theme with me and Mike and talking to you folks, because it's really critical, to do that, to build your own brand. And, it's cool to join a network, but get your show set up, get 5-6 episodes, and then go shopping for a network. But you know, you're still, the network is the secondary place. It's like a syndication place. It's like being listed on iTunes or being listed on Google Play or being listed on Stitcher. It's a place to be, but home is home. You know, when it's, you know, it's no place like home.
Right.
That's what this is all about.
Yeah, and like I said, you know, I can't overemphasize the elevator pitch. It's a lot easier to just say, you know, your website address and not have to explain how to find it once you get there.
And the key points are really boiled down to Google, you know, being able to find you, or people being able to find you in Google. You know, all those key pieces of stuff that really goes along with the value in building a brand that we've kind of talked about in prior episodes of your podcast. But we do have a topic, Mike, that you want to talk about, talking about Apple Podcasts iTunes ranking.
Yeah, iTunes ranking. I've been having some support questions about this. And, you know, just to let people know that at Apple, you know, or iTunes, everybody calls it iTunes still. Apple is officially changing it to Apple Podcasts at some point. But we're talking about the same thing. It's their directory at Apple. And the way they rank shows is by subscribers. So, and that number right now, until they start releasing stats, you can't really know what your subscriber number is in Apple. But that's how it's done. It's not done by ratings and reviews. It's not done by, you know, how many downloads you've had. It's not done by anything other than how many new subscribers you've had, you know, in the last 7 days, in the last month, or all time, depending on, you know, what part of the directory you're in. But it's not you know, it's nothing that your hosting provider or your website is doing is going to directly affect your ranking at Apple. I mean, yeah, new subscribers using the Apple software is what it is. And same thing with search at Apple. A lot of people don't understand search in their in the Apple directory, but really it's just titles and the author tag. And they've warned us against stuffing the author tag with you know, with keywords, but you know, just put a title after it or something like that, you know, but you know, but don't put a whole bunch of keywords in their name. You know, mostly it's your name. So if people know your name, they can search in Apple and find your podcast, or if they know the title of your podcast. And if you're just looking for generic subscribers, make sure you do your episode titles very descriptive. You know, it's the same idea as, you know, Google searching. You got to have good, you know, good subject matter, you know.
That's why I use the SEO feature within the PowerPress plugin to turn on to automatically append to my episode title my show name. And that is it's purely, it's not, the SEO is not for, because on my website, I want to list the episode title and the number. I don't want to put Geek News Central in the, or your podcast in the title of every post. So I use that SEO feature to append that to my podcast episode title in the RSS feed only. You know, the SEO that we have in PowerPress is strictly for directories, not for, you know, for Google. So, you know, it's for podcast discovery. But you're right. You know, this everyone has got a theory on how Apple ranks podcasts, and over the years, folks have went through and done a bunch of experiments, long-term experiments, to kind of find out where it's at. And there are a number of great articles about Apple podcast ranking. You know, here's kind of the funny thing, Mike. It's never been something I've been really worried about, because, in all honesty, still, again, it goes back to my brand. I don't rely on Apple to build my podcast brand. I build my podcast brand, and quite frankly, I haven't found a show in years that I loaded up in iTunes and looked for a podcast. I just don't look for shows that way, and I find it hard to believe. You know, ask your audiences, podcasters, ask them, how did you find my show? And I think you're going to find that the majority of those folks say, oh, you know, we heard about it from Tony, or, you know, we saw it mentioned here or there. I very rarely will someone find you via iTunes. They may go look later at iTunes later, but usually it's not something that happens in the beginning. And if you're lucky to be one of those featured shows from time to time, yeah, you might get a bump, but it's not going to be a long bump.
Sure. And you know, like I look at it this way. I've been listening to podcasts for as long as they've existed, and I think I can count on one hand how many times I've actually found a show in a directory, you know, and subscribe to it. It's most of the time, you know, I hear from so-and-so on listening to a show, and they've cross-promoted, or I search in Google for a particular topic, you know, something like that. It's almost never looking in a directory. You know, I can count on one hand how many shows I listen to that I've actually, you know, found in a directory.
Yeah, and some people get wrapped around the axle with this. So, you know, if you know, again, your downloads that come from us and what we do and our hosting has really little effect on your, or no effect on, we got to serve the media, but it has no effect on where you ranked it at Apple. You need to make sure that you're, you know, you're beating that drumbeat to get people to subscribe to your show. Again, go just search Apple Podcast ranking and read through the articles, and you know, you'll get the same basic information here that Mike has shared. So, Mike, you've had some more stuff going on in support, yeah?
Yeah, just some minor stuff. We'll get through it pretty quick here. I had a couple of instances in the last couple of weeks where somebody will email me directly, because I send out the welcome letters when they sign up, and they email me directly and ask me a question. I answer the question, and then a little while later, they'll put in a support ticket, and then they'll email support at blueberry.com, and if they know Sean or Todd, they'll ask one of you guys the same question. And the funny thing is they're going to get the same answer most of the time from any one of us, because the answer is the answer. And so, we're not at this big conglomerate company where, somebody else is going to tell you something different, it's just a silly thing. But, once you've contacted any one of us at support, you're likely to get the same answer for your question, no matter how many times you ask it.
If you need a little more detail on the response that we've given you, we're happy to help you there.
Right.
But I think really the thing is everyone here at the team is of the same mindset, and the actual wording is going to vary a little bit, but I think in essence you're going to get about 95 or 97% of the time you're going to get the same response. It's kind of funny too the way the team personalities work and how they respond to questions.
Right.
Sometimes I'll see a question responded to. I'm like, well, I would have responded just a little different, but fundamentally, everything he said would have been what I said too. So,
yeah.
It's just personality driven too on how stuff is responded to.
Yeah, exactly. And like I said, the stuff works the way it works, and sometimes we can make alterations, and there are some little tricks that maybe I know that Sean doesn't know, or Sean knows that I don't know. That happens. But for the most part, the basic answer is going to be the same.
Right.
And one of the other questions that comes up a lot lately in PowerPress, when you first set up your PowerPress, whether it's on your site or a site given to you by Blueberry or, a deluxe site, whatever it is, all the subscribe links aren't all showing up. And the one that everybody wants, of course, is the Apple Podcast one. And that one doesn't show up until you are actually approved at Apple. And you've taken that link that they send you when they approve you and put it in the Destinations tab where it says iTunes subscription URL. Before that, there's nothing to subscribe to in Apple, so that button and the link under the player is not going to show up. But I've just had a lot of people ask that. And in the Destinations tab of PowerPress settings, for each of the directories that we provide subscribe links to, there's a spot to put your listing address. On Google Play, you just go to Google Play, find it, grab the address out of the address bar, put it in the Google Play listing address box, and same thing with Stitcher and TuneIn. The one that's there for Blueberry is just for your reference. At this point, it doesn't do anything, so you can safely ignore that one. But that's how those links show up. It's not just automatic that you put up a podcast and automatically people can have a button to subscribe to it.
Now, I wish we had the ability to be able to intuitively just add that for you, but it's sadly that just doesn't happen. That email comes to you directly because we don't put our email address in your RSS feed. So again, it's about your podcast, not Blueberry's podcast. And we want to make sure that, you get all those, be able to use all those bells and whistles, but it's just something that we can't magically pull into the listing. So next thing is talking a little bit about the themes and plugins and PowerPress sites, basic and deluxe.
Yeah, and I think it's spelled out pretty well when you create those PowerPress sites, either deluxe or basic, that that this is not a full blown do whatever you want WordPress site. It's a managed WordPress site, which means we take care of all the themes and all the plugins, especially with deluxe. And we have to support them. So we can't have you uploading just whatever theme or plugin you want and then expect us to support that. So that ability is not there in PowerPress Basic or Deluxe sites. It will be in Pro when Pro comes out. And that's a whole different type of hosting. But just know that if you are on a PowerPress site, Deluxe, you get the choice of the, what, 14 or so themes, and then we've got a list of the plugins. Now, if you have a plugin that you absolutely can't live without, and you know it's a freely available plugin, and you give us enough time, maybe we'll add that to the offering. But you know, and we've done that a couple of times now with plugins, and but we have to test it. We have to make sure we can support it, and we got to make sure that it doesn't mess with the actual podcast.
We also need to make sure that the plugin author is doing regular updates, doing security updates, everything that's needed to have a healthy ecosphere. So what we've really done here with a managed site, in order to be able to get you guys the screaming demon speeds that PowerPress sites offer, is to basically make sure that you know, not all plugins are created equally. Some of them can be have memory issues, you name it. And when you scale that across literally thousands of sites, can cause all kinds of problems. So we, like Mike said, we test them. We look at the, you know, the update history. We make sure that they're not trying to, you know, do a bunch of weird stuff once they're installed. And this, essentially what this does is allows all our podcast customers to concentrate on their content. And we provide the plugins and themes that we deem we can support in there. And then it basically, you just have to show up, get your site kind of laid out the way you want it, and turn on those plugins that feed your need at the time, and rock and roll, you know, and we take care of the rest. The updates, like Mike said, all the security, that, you know, that's on us. You don't have to worry about that. So that is why the offering is laid out the way it is.
Yeah.
That's why we have the PowerPress Basic and then, you know, the next level.
Right, right. And like I said, once we have Pro, that's going to be a kind of a different thing. But, you know, one of the plugins, you said all plugins aren't created equal. There are some nefarious plugins out there that do things that it shouldn't do. One just got kicked out of the WordPress repository for data mining, or they were mining cryptocurrency on users' website or on users' browsers when they visited a site that had this plugin in it. So
that's crazy.
Yeah, so we got to watch for that kind of stuff. We don't want, you know, there's malware out there, and sometimes you know, WordPress.org is not, you know, doesn't find that stuff right away. So you want to, you know, be careful about what plugins you install. And since we're going to be supporting you, you know, your site pretty much completely when you're on Deluxe, we just don't want to add just any old plugin.
Yeah, and we want to make sure that too, that once we give you a plugin, it's going to the community at large. It's not just going to your site. So we want to make sure that, you know, I don't have to take that away 6 months from now. You know, that's you don't want it. Those emails are not fun.
Right.
So, you know, we don't like to take away, because then it causes, you know, hate and discontent, to be quite frank. So, but anyway, that wraps us up today, folks, for your podcast. And I hope that you got something out of this. Of course, we talked about Castfeed Validator, building your brand, and some support things that are going on. Mike, again, thank you for hosting, recording, and producing the show and being my co-host here. How can folks reach us?
Yeah, just email yourpodcast@blueberry.com, and that'll come to Todd and I, and one of us or both of us will answer you. And we may include your question in the show. If you have a topic you want us to cover, let us know.
And of course, definitely check out Mackenzie's podcast at PowerPressPodcast.com. She does a biweekly show as well. And Mackenzie's having some more podcasting trials and tribulations with the studio gear. Something got switched and she resorted to a backup mode to record the last episode. So we got to get her studio dialed in. But anyway, everyone, thanks for being here at your podcast. This is episode number 18 that you've just listened to. We'll see you in 2 weeks, everyone. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.